Listen to this amazing promise found in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, beginning in verse 10. The Bible says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And prove me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts." In the Christian world, the age-old practice of paying tithe, or giving 10% of your income back to God, well, it's kind of fallen out of vogue. In fact, I've come across lots of books and websites that really blast Christians who choose to pay tithe. Some people say it's not a New Testament requirement, that it died with the close of the Old Testament, even though you don't find anything in the Bible that suggests that. But let's put requirements aside for just a minute and think about tithing itself. It's a practice that dates all the way back to the book of Genesis, long before the nation of Israel existed. It's a symbolic gesture intended to demonstrate that we understand that everything we have and everything we are belongs to God. It's a key reminder that we really aren't self-sufficient, and it's one more way God helps us to keep from becoming utterly self-absorbed. Now, take a look at our current economic situation and ask yourself an important question. How did we get here? And before you blame government regulations or predatory lenders, look at the bigger picture. If we're really honest about it, we'll have to admit that we're living way beyond our means. We really have become utterly self-absorbed to the point where we wait for nothing and credit becomes king. Here we are right now, desperately trying to mop up one of the biggest financial messes in human history. And now, people are wondering where to find a little bit of security. Banks are threatening to fold, major companies are disappearing, and stocks are swirling down the drain. And nobody seems to know where to find just a little bit of financial security. And remember, we're not talking about how much money we can make these days. Now people are simply hoping not to lose too much. It's really too bad, because there's an ancient book that's still in most homes today that holds the best advice for living in the world. And that book says that if you do everything in partnership with God, including your finances, you're not going to have to worry about where your next meal comes from. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, God says. Give 10% of your income back to God, and He makes you a promise. I know it sounds counterintuitive, especially if you're scraping for money. How in the world can you make it on 90% when you're barely making it on 100? On paper, I know it doesn't make sense. But for centuries, millions of people have been doing this, and they've made a remarkable discovery. When God says, "Try me," He means it. And He always makes good. It really works. And that's just one more reason that partnership with God in every corner of your life is just a better way to live.